95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey!
Yes, it's Friday.
It's Friday, man.
Yes, it is.
It's Friday.
Yes, it is.
It's freaking Friday.
You scare me when you stomp on stuff like that in the studio. I think everything's going to come falling down.
It probably will. I wonder what they think downstairs on the whatever floor.
Right?
Like, what the hell is that?
They must despise us.
It's another earthquake. Oh, it's that idiot upstairs.
What day is it? Friday. Yeah, that's it. I got
you. That's the problem.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes.
A teen injured himself measuring his penis.
Oh, wow. How did... What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
The details are way worse than you could imagine.
No way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I had a hard time finding a ruler big enough myself. But
See what you did?
That's just lame.
It is lame.
I apologize.
But I like it. We'll accept it because it's Friday.
We'll accept it. It's Friday.
There are people that are using drones to sneak drugs into prison. Genius.
Wow.
Except for they can find you. But other than that, genius.
Yes.
We're going to talk to... I don't know if you remember very recently watching the news when we were pulling out of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the Afghani people were at the airport trying to get on planes to
Terrifying.
Leave.
Yeah. Terrifying.
And I wanted to figure out somehow to do something to help.
Oh, nice.
That was awful.
Right.
So I found a friend of mine who is from Afghanistan, and she's going to explain to us how we can help in that situation.
Great idea, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't mine. It was hers, but it's amazing.
Very cool. Yeah, that's great.
And over 40% of us would sleep with a sex robot.
40%.
40.
I bet it's more than that, and they just don't want to say.
I thought that was a hugely high number.
Yeah, but I'll bet there's more.
You think it's more?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you would.
No, would I sleep with one?
Yes.
No, but I would throw it on the ground and crazy sex with it. Absolutely.
Of course.
I don't know. You know, it's funny you'd say that because I used to think that.
You think people are like snuggling with a robot?
Oh, no.
What's wrong with you?
But I have kind of come around in the last 10 years or so. Actually, Westworld had a little bit to do with it where I started thinking, I don't want to do it. It's too creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although you can do whatever you want.
What do you mean you started to think that?
Well, before I was like, yeah, where's the robots? Come on, it's 2020, whatever. Where's the damn robots? I got my credit card. We're good to go.
I just have to imagine. I just have to put in that hypothetical that you're positive and there's a certification saying that it's new and not used. That's the most important part to me.
Good point. So then you would be more of a go.
No.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No.
Come on, it's a robot.
That's only one of the problems.
Okay. What are the other problems? Well, we'll talk about that later.
The robot will make fun of my tiny penis.
Never do.
And between 5 and 7 are all request pass.
Yeah! Woo!
Will be happening as well on 95.5 KLOS.
Happy Friday.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm afraid, man. I'm afraid. You're telling me this is hardcore.
This story is not possible and also happened.
Okay.
In the United Kingdom.
Okay.
A teen had to undergo emergency surgery after he attempted to measure his penis.
Well, wait, now, before we go a step further,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a pretty standard rite of passage.
Correct.
Most fellas, at some point or another, and you might want to set up a couple ways to make sure you're getting an accurate reading. You might go to a little extra. I don't know this story yet, but you're telling me.
You'll be blown away by this story then because, yes.
I never had a problem.
Right.
It was easy.
Except for it was not short enough.
Not short enough.
He determined that he was going to measure it with a USB cable.
Okay. You mean wrap it up? Or just what?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking.
Oh, no.
By inserting it into his urethra.
Get the hell out of here. Just leave. Go. Leave. You don't shove stuff up there. We had a camera in there. You don't need that. That's pain. What was he thinking?
I do not know.
Get out of the studio now.
I'm not done. Are you crazy? That's just the beginning. That's
what
the
kind
opening
of
sentence.
Moon? I mean, I would think that immediately you would lose any kind of traction ground you've gained.
Mm-hmm.
Just shoving that in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
This 15-year-old was, quote, triggered by sexual curiosity.
Sure.
So his answer for the measurement was to push the USB cord in as far as it went.
Do these kids not have rulers nowadays?
And then, I'm sure they do. and then figure out that way.
Oh, I get it, but
what the length is.
So what's he going to go around to people and say, look, it's as long as this USB cord?
Probably. If this is what he's doing, I would guess so, yes.
Wow!
The cable became lodged in his scrotum.
Oh! He was determined to
push it. He was like, it's still going. I must be huge.
And incredibly dumb.
Family had to take him to the hospital.
Oh, wait, now let's unpack that.
Okay.
You got to go out into the front room. Mm-hmm. Mom and Dad watching the telly.
Yep.
He said this was in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I've got a cold stymie in me.
He didn't say that because he was embarrassed.
Oh, no.
So he just said he had pain and he did not tell them. When he got to the hospital, he asked his mom to step out.
Sure.
Because it was too embarrassing.
Yeah, Mom. Give us a minute.
And this is a mom that has a 15-year-old, so she's intensely interested in what's wrong with him.
Of course. What have you done now?
They tried to remove the cord.
Oh, man.
At that hospital and could not.
Oh, no.
So they transferred him to the University College Hospital in London. Now he's at his second hospital.
Oh, having traveled around with that. Mom, and wait, is there a little bit sticking out then, I suppose?
It didn't say that.
It must have been.
It did not say that. I don't think there was.
It went all the way in?
Listen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is enough as it is.
So, second hospital. Mm-hmm. Mom, would you mind?
Wait, she still doesn't know. They had to have told her.
It doesn't say that in the story. It says that he asked her to leave again.
They get a bit more privacy over there.
So then they x-rayed it to see what they were dealing with, and they found a huge knot of USB wire inside said scrotum
device.
And surgeons had to make an incision.
Oh, come on.
To remove the giant, I can only assume is like 12 feet of wire ball. Not testicle, but like it was in a.
Yeah.
They described it as a bunch of necklaces that were all tied up together.
Wow!
So they did the incision and they removed it, and he recovered without incident.
Except that no one's ever going to let him live it down. What's his phone number? 011.
It does not list his phone number. We would be on the phone with him right now.
Right now.
Is that the dumbest human being alive?
Yes. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Agreed.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. So that's a thing. Don't do that.
So that happened. Just stuck that wire right in there, did he?
Kept sticking it.
Well, you did to warn me beforehand. I was not going to be able to not think about it this weekend.
Yeah, you're stuck now.
Yeah, it's stuck.
You've got that in your head all weekend.
Wow.
So, good times. The next story is out of Orange, California.
Okay.
There was a guy who wanted to get some drugs inside.
Inside what?
The prison.
Oh, okay. I want to get drugs inside too, man. Right.
The Theo Lacey facility in Orange.
A Theo Lacey facility.
I am not familiar with
that. You did a nickel there.
How dare you?
Come on.
On Tuesday, September 14th, they arrested the man who was flying the drone. The drone was carrying 2 grams of heroin.
Wow.
4 grams of meth.
Wow.
15 Xanax pills and approximately 15 muscle relaxers.
Was this a first of time, or have they just been building up, I wonder? That's a big haul.
I mean, I think this is this single incident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So I guess you might as well make hay while the whatever that saying is.
Do they not notice a drone going over the wall? That's
you
crazy,
would think that they
right?
would notice that. There was a there was like a common outside area.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And one of the prisoners was like running around trying to catch it. Trying to catch the drone. Like, they wouldn't notice that.
Huh.
If they didn't see the drone, they saw the guy with his arms up, looking up into the sky.
Dude, chill out, man.
Let it land.
Let it
land. Stop it, you idiot. They figured out the possible suspect in the city of Costa Mesa, and they got a search warrant. During the search, they confiscated numerous illegal firearms, fentanyl, which is about 100 times stronger than morphine,
mm-hmm.
controller determined to be the one that matched the drone.
Oh, dude, come on, man.
He was also found in possession of a stolen vehicle and been renting his residence using fraudulent identification.
Okay, so this is the example of always going way too far. I mean, you gotta admit, in a way, it's a pretty good idea to have a drone take drugs into prison, but maybe I was just thinking...
Steal the drone. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, it does...
And not a lot. You know, so that way it doesn't track back to you and don't send in so much.
Here's the important thing. If you're doing something stupid, you have to be smart.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yes.
So don't be an idiot and do it from your own house where you have illegal firearms and you're renting the place with the fraudulent ID. Like, this guy did everything
with
wrong.
A stolen car out front.
His name is Che Cody Smart, 43 years old, in Costa Mesa.
Last name is...
Smart.
One more time.
Smart. Which he is not.
That's so weird, man.
Listen, you got to go for it.
Yeah.
You got to give him credit for swinging for the fences.
Yeah, that is so 2021, man.
How did you get all this meth? Oh, I had a drone drop it off, dude. You just go stand in the yard every Saturday at 12 noon, get a delivery.
Epiphany. That is Mammoth WVH Wolfie Wolfgang Van Halen.
I got to tell you, man, having a famous musician dad.
Right. And I mean, especially that dude.
Really a difficult thing to live up to. And he's going his own direction, which is great.
Yeah, and that album is
just
full of
great
stuff. I was so happy when I heard the album. Marcy played it here on KLOS.
Because you're a little afraid.
Sure.
Because it's such a daunting challenge.
It's a major thing to step up and do, and he's really done it. The album is just full
of
great stuff. Yeah, good stuff.
I don't know if you're like I am, but you remember recently in the news when the Taliban took over Afghanistan?
Oh, God, so awful to see.
And you remember the scenes on the news of people hanging onto the outside of the airplanes?
Yes, yes. My God, one of them climbed up inside the landing gear to get out.
That was... heartbreak.
Yes, horrifying.
And I just thought there's got to be a way to do something to help, and I couldn't really find a way.
Right. Well, yeah.
Until I talked to Sophia, who's a person that used to work at our other station, who I love.
Oh, yeah, Sophia. She's awesome.
Yes, and let's bring her on the air because she has the perfect way to help.
Wow, really?
Which is great.
Is this some sort of joke, Kevin? Are we going down some weird road here?
Not at all.
Okay. Sophia?
Yes, hi.
Hi there. Long time no see.
I know. It's so great to be talking with you guys.
So you're from Afghanistan.
Yes. Well, I'm first generation. I was born here, but my family is from Afghanistan.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. I told her that, too. And she said, yeah, it doesn't come up in conversation a lot. And that makes sense. No,
sure.
It doesn't come up in conversation for anyone.
Hey, would you like a Coke? By the way, are you from Afghanistan by any chance?
Right. Exactly.
So you have a deep love for these people that need help.
I do, you know, and it's not just because I'm Afghan and they're Afghan. We're all human,
yes.
You know, and on a human level, there's no difference between us except geography.
Yep.
And, you know, like AP News reports, Washington Post, so many reputable sources have been saying that there are hundreds of U.S. citizens and thousands of U.S. allies that are still left in Afghanistan.
Has to be.
Yeah, and there are, you know, a lot of people here feel like there's not much we can do because Afghanistan is just so geographically far away, but that's just not true. An attorney by the name of Shakiba Murad in Washington actually created a campaign called Text Crisis to 52886. And this is brilliant because it's super easy. It takes 30 seconds or less. All someone needs to do is text the word crisis to 52886. And it will automatically send a letter to your representative that pushes policies that are supportive and important and pretty basic, honestly. You know, policies such as providing humanitarian aid, continuing safe evacuation of U.S. citizens and U.S. allies, getting Afghanistan's neighboring countries to allow people the right to safe passage so that they can evacuate safely from those countries.
That's great.
And of course, you know, allocating funds for resettlement. You know, we have thousands of Afghan refugees coming into the country from California all the way to Alaska, and there's just not much support coming from our government right now.
And they for 20 years went so far out of their way to help us, the U.S. military there, to try and squash the Taliban. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm dying to help those people that helped us.
Absolutely. You know, their only crime, according, you know, to the Taliban, is that they helped and associated with the U.S.
Right.
It's so unfair to leave them.
Yeah.
Tell us some of the stuff that you've been doing personally to help people in California relocate.
So far, a lot of the support that that refugees are getting for resettlement is coming from grassroots levels and just people like me, myself, and you remember Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
We drove around California, picked up furniture from people so that we can have furniture for these people when they move into their homes.
Nice.
There are so many people that are collecting donations, collecting items. And helping to resettle refugees, and a lot of them are still on bases. A lot of them are on underfunded bases, and a lot of them are being hosted by families like mine. You know, just regular people that are stepping up to the challenge.
And how do you do that? Like, how could we get involved in that, or how could we donate so that the people that are doing that important work can continue doing it?
I'm very glad to ask, because there are so many ways that people can help. Right now, like I said, community members like myself, we've been raising money on a grassroots level to help with food, clothes, baby formula, etc. And, I urge everyone who's listening, who cares and who, you know, wants to see these beautiful people become independent, contributing community members of our society, you know, go to AfghanRefugeeRelief.org and donate what you can. And, you know, if you want to also help with refugee resettlement, you can reach out to the IRC. And there are so many organizations like them that are asking for volunteers to come be peer support, be mentors, host families, and, you know, volunteer to sort through donations and to also collect donations.
AfghanRelief.com.
.org.
AfghanRefugeeRelief.org.
AfghanRefugeeRelief.org.
We've never been good at spelling.
No. And what exactly is the IRC? I don't even know.
The IRC is an organization that works with refugees. Right now in Southern California, their focus has been on the Afghan refugees coming in, but they are also underfunded and understaffed. You know, we're not seeing a lot of fiscal support from the government right now. So
it's the International Relief, right? That's
yes,
what it stands
exactly.
For? Yeah, okay.
But yeah, we're not seeing a lot of support right now from the government. So we've been doing this on our own, and, you know, we're urging the community to meet the challenge with us so that these people, you know, don't add to the homeless crisis we have here. They don't add to the issues we have here, that they can come here, become independent, and contribute to society.
Right.
That seems like such an incredibly important thing. And it's so amazing to understand the number of people who feel that way.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel that way and want to help. And
there's, what do you turn?
Don't
to?
Know
yeah.
how to.
Exactly. So AfghanRefugeeRelief.org, or you can also yes. text the word crisis to 52886, right?
Yes. And that is a very important and powerful tool.
Cool.
All right.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you on.
Yeah.
Happy to promote this. And I know that there are a lot of people who feel like you do, which is people are people and we need to treat them with respect and make sure that they get off on the right foot.
Yeah, I mean, they did such dangerous work in
yes.
Afghanistan. It's only fair to try and help them out at this point. I mean, just to even get out of there is admirable, to escape
Agreed.
With your life. Yeah.
So text crisis to 52886, and you can go to AfghanRefugeeRelief.org if you would like to donate. Sophia, thank you so much.
Yeah, Sophia, thank you very much. Nice talking to you again after all these years.
Absolutely. See you guys soon.
Take care.
95.5
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There was a survey of 1,200 people that offered some intriguing and, frankly, sorrowful conclusions about the future, this article says.
And this is a very 2021 sort of thing to be talking about. What you would expect to be talking about here.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
So, 1,200 people, and they say that more than 40% of them, 40,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
so approaching half.
Damn near half.
Think it would be a fine idea to have sex with a robot.
Like as they are now, like Robbie the robot, or like one that looks pretty hot?
I think Good. They're assuming a hot robot.
Right.
I mean, yeah, because that's the future, right?
Yeah, not C-3PO.
No. No, although I would have sex with C-3PO.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, in a second. A lot of people say you never know till you try it.
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
I'm going to say that's bogus because, you know, I've never tried not having an arm, but I know that I wouldn't enjoy that.
I have to wonder if these 40% also have already blown up something.
Oh, interesting.
You know, do that.
Each other? Oh, you mean, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
You know, I mean, maybe they're more like inclined a doll. To. Sure. You've already tried it that way. Why not something that's more realistic?
You?
Until about maybe 10 years ago, I think I would have said yes, absolutely. And now I'm like, I don't know, something just kind of clicked in my head. And I'm like, no, that's...
Yeah, you...
No. Really? You wouldn't? I mean, no way.
No.
You program it to do whatever you want.
No.
To look like whatever you want.
Because a person is infinitely... I mean, are you comparing it with a person or no one?
No, I'm just comparing
it. If you're comparing it with no one,
yes.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
You're just not nearly as randy as most of us are, I don't think.
Oh. I don't want to argue that. I can tell you, however, that a finely tuned 3%...
Okay.
Of these people, it would only be a one-night stand. So they just want to try it.
Oh, 100%. I would have always been that way.
Yes.
No. I'm going to move in with it.
Yes, you would. You would move in with it.
Suddenly it's, what is that? Serenity.
You know, yes. Yes, correct.
He married her.
The other 39%.
Yeah.
Which, again, is...
Mm-hmm.
A huge number believe that they could have a romantic relationship with a robot.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense
and
to me.
And maybe, here's what I'm trying to think about them. Maybe they're thinking that if the robot was programmed to like them.
Right.
As they are.
Right.
So they're not trying to find another human being that likes them as they are.
Right.
Maybe they could see that happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's sad. That statistic is sad.
That's probably
a
one-night
stand. All right, listen, whatever. But you can
you
fall
are
in love.
In.
No, I don't think I would be. But
I think I'm gonna
might be.
Yeah, there you go. Interesting.
I mean, just for the story, right?
Sure.
Should we take calls?
Yeah. Would you? Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately, sadly, I bet give it 100 years and people will be living with. In a romantic way, a robot?
I wouldn't be surprised. But I can't imagine that they can love.
Well,
that's something that you can't really program.
Yeah. Some people fall in love with body pillows. So,
well, I mean, that's true.
So, I don't know.
I don't know any of them.
They don't talk
I guess
back
that's
much.
True.
Yeah. No, you sure don't. I don't know any.
818-955 KLOS.
Would you do it with a robot?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you want that robot to be fresh?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of my thing. It has to not be.
It has to be factory sealed.
Yeah. Fresh off the assembly line.
Just to make sure it's not you're not renting it for a night.
Still warm from the assembly line. It has that new robot smell.
All right, so you would. You know what? Let's do two things. Let's do by yourself. Mm-hmm. If you end up by yourself.
Right.
Or you would prefer it to a person.
Yeah, okay.
That's a little sad. Let's just say if you end up by yourself. If you would, we need to talk to you.
Yes.
And surprisingly, not surprisingly, almost all these people are guys.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, naturally. 100%.
Because guys
are dumb.
Will use anything.
Yes, that's right.
Carpet, couch, wall, doesn't matter.
Wall socket.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. Do you think that our listeners could sue us for whiplash? Because we started the hour
with a really important
trying to help
good subject.
Afghan refugees relocate. And now we're asking the question, would you have sex with a robot?
I think I know who you need to ask about that. Your two friends. Could they sue us for whiplash?
Hello.
Hey, heard you guys were talking about dating robots.
Yeah.
Dating, quote
dating
unquote,
is a nice word, but would you have sex with it?
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you for thinking about it deeply.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So would I date it? No.
Right.
No, like I need.
You have to draw the line
human for that.
Yeah, of course. Like, I think so too.
But like a robot whore?
Yes.
You know, she has needs to. Oh no, she doesn't. She just has to be plugged in.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
like they like show up at your door and you like put a few quarters in there or something, then yeah.
I'm guessing you wouldn't get a lot for a few quarters.
Yeah, you probably have to swipe a credit card. Some slot of hers, I suppose. But thanks for calling.
Gotta go.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
It's true.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hey, what's going on, guys?
Talking about having sex with robots. You in?
Well, I wouldn't personally, but the first thing I thought of was Frank Zappa's Joe's Garage. I believe he explores that theme in that album and song.
That's true.
So, that is true.
So maybe that's where Moon Unit 1 originally came from. Maybe she's a robot.
You never know.
Thanks for calling, man.
Especially with him, you never know.
Yeah, it's very true.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Thumbs up, thumbs down on the robot sex.
There's four criteria.
Oh, wow.
It has to be pretty.
Pretty,
it's
okay.
It has to be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
A big set of jugs.
Right.
Woman inside.
Okay. And what?
And give good.
I mean, you're so needy.
Hey, most robots can do that already, though, so I don't think that's a problem, dude. I think you're good.
I'm just a pig.
Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and we are taking calls on over 40% of people say they would have sex with a robot. Shocking. That's a shocking number.
Is it?
Would you?
I don't think it would be possible for nobody to do it.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I thought about it after I heard it on the radio. And mm-hmm. Now think about it. You've got a wife and you've got a girlfriend, and both of them know how to tell you no.
Right.
So if you had a robot that didn't know how to tell you no, you might end up like that poor guy in Japan that masturbated himself to almost dying.
Yeah, so you think,
oh, that's a good point.
So you think the robot wouldn't tell you no, so you would kill yourself on it.
Exactly.
What a way to go.
Make
the newspapers that way. Oh, my God. Dude, that's awesome.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
All right, man. Bye.
Bye. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Sex with robots?
Yeah, I'm having sex with a robot right now.
Oh, nice.
What's her name?
Yeah.
I've been married 35 years. You know, it's a little robotic. Sunday and Thursday, whether you need it or not.
I sure hope she's not listening.
Have a good one.
What does he say?
Clearly, it's the All Request Fest.
Yes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Between 5 and 7, we always do it on Fridays. All Requests.
And that was for someone named Jack.
Yes.
Someone named Jack
insisted.
Been asking for it. Mm-hmm. Jack has been asking for it. Mm-hmm. So we decided to throw it on
Happy
for
you. Happy to do it. KLOS, hello.
Hi, is this Kevin and Sligo?
Yeah. It depends. Who's asking?
If you're law authorities, no.
Okay, no. Can I request a song, Molly Crew?
Yeah, which one?
Young to Fall in Love.
Oh, okay. Who are you?
My name's Kent from Los Angeles.
All right, Kent, Kevin, whatever your name is, yes.
Thank you. Love you guys.
8-8-9-5-5-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Fridays between 5 and 7, we do All Requests. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hold up. Hold up. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't expect you to answer.
Stop it now. What's your name?
This is the Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, you poor bastard.
Yeah.
Your name is Karen.
Wow.
Would I have sex with a robot? Yes.
Nice. The first lady that says she has sex with a robot. I have a robot for you.
Not just yes, but hell yes.
Okay. Oh, nice. Right. Why? Do you think you'd be able to program it to do what you need and never get otherwise? Right.
Male, female, I don't care. Yeah, it'd be wonderful. Could you imagine?
Yes.
No.
I'd make that robot fall in love with me.
Okay.
That is awesome.
All right, Karen.
So, Karen, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear Junkhead, Alice in Chains.
Done deal.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. You guys are killing it.
Thank you.
Thanks. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Where's Sligo?
Hello.
It's Friday! Yeah! Hell yeah! Woo-wee!
Damn straight!
You know your audience, don't you?
Yes, sir. I know my DJs.
What can we do for you? It's our All Request Fest.
Can you play live UFO Lights Out?
Well, we're done, dude. You got
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was listening to Marcy introduce Billy Idol.
Uh-huh, when he was here in the studio. Yes. Yeah.
And she asked him his favorite song to play.
Oh, yeah?
And he said that one, Rebel Yell, because it's the song that he ends every single concert with.
So that means he's ready to go home.
It's, yes.
It's like me with Fridays! Woo!
But he loves having it
to
play then.
That's awesome.
He loves having a great song to end with.
I always love to know what artists, what songs they like to play on stage.
Because sometimes you get the idea they don't
love
the ones that you want to hear.
Yeah. Very true, yeah.
It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
It is our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Monday night, I was at the Viper Room with the KLOS show, Joyous Wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Pinfield was there introducing him. Got to talk to him.
Good.
So, thank you, KLOS.
Hey, you know, you listen to his show on Sunday nights, right? Starting at 8, Matt Pinfield.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, great stuff.
Absolutely.
So, would you like to hear something from Joyous Wolf?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Fearless.
Fearless, nice. The new one. You got a deal, man. Who are you?
My name's Joe from Burbank.
Joe from Burbank, thanks for telephoning KLOS Radio.
Thank you, Joe.
I love Sweet. That's some good stuff right there.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest from 5 to 7 p.m. every single Friday.
No matter what it is, if we can find it, we'll throw it on for you.
KLOS, hello.
Greetings. Is this Kevin or Sluggo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The answer to your question is yes.
Which one of you are the princess?
That's me, Kevin.
Wait, what was that in reference to? I can't remember.
It was a reference to living in your van.
Living in a van, right.
Yeah, that was
not
me.
With sex with a robot.
No. No, I'm the princess when it comes to that. Yes.
Yeah, I had to clarify which one was the princess, so it's Kevin's the princess.
That's correct, yes.
Yes, and I'm a loser moron, Quimby.
My other question is Marcy, when you guys were on vacation,
yes.
Marcy said that Sluggo tried to do a Guinness record on a pogo stick from L.A. to Phoenix from, I guess, where he used to live. Is that true?
Everything that Marcy says is true.
Yeah, I made it, too. I actually made it all the way out there. I was exhausted, but I made it.
No. She said you only made it to Ontario.
She lied. What? Well, that's a lie. That's a first lie.
Then he only made it to Ontario.
I mean, I only made it to Ontario.
Marcy does not lie.
That's right. I forgot.
Or exaggerate.
Never. Ever.
No. All right. Okay. About your sex with the robot, which one do you want to have sex with? Rosie from the
I would
Jetsons?
Do it. I would do
Sluggo.
It. The Jetsons,
Rosie
yes.
Rosie from
Rosie,
the Jetsons.
Yeah. Wouldn't you do Rosie?
That's like a bag on the head, Fred.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Call yes, I love that. Yes.
Wait.
What?
I would
How
like
can a, you have more?
I would like a song, please.
Oh, okay. It is the All Request Fest. I forgot.
Okay. Cheech and Chong, Let's Make a Dope Deal. Is that too much?
Friday!
You excited about that?
Friday!
95.5 KLOS. That's not annoying.
Good.
Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
I just have three things real quick. First of all, great show today.
Thank
killer
you.
Show.
Thanks.
Second, sticking with the measurement thing, could we play a big 10 inch?
Very cool. Yeah, I'd be able to do that for you.
And the third thing.
You forgot the third thing.
I hate it when you... He hung up. He hung up because he forgot the third thing.
Oh, what an embarrassment.
Dude, it's okay, man. It's no big deal.
Call back. With number three.
And here's your big 10-inch record, baby.
Don't love that.
Wow.
Right?
That was strange to hear that.
Right?
I love Missing Persons.
I do too.
Well, that was a good request.
That was for Sherry from Santa Monica.
Oh, nice. She said she heard us play
Wall of Voodoo
earlier. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So why not?
And wanted to hear that.
On a Friday, why not?
Si, senorita.
Between 5 and 7, we'll do it, baby, in our All Request Fest. Hello, KLOS.
Oh, hi there. I'm new to the country, but I'd like to make a request.
Yes.
Can you please play Relax, Just Do Me by Frankie Goes to Jail?
Yes, we'll play it six times in a row for you.
You're so funny.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is the All Request Fest.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
How about a little bit of my ball in your mouth? Yeah.
We'll get that right on for you.
Thank you, sir. I think the show is falling to pieces.
KLOS, hello.
Friday.
Hi, can you guys play Motorhead?
Yeah, which one?
Either Overkill or Ace of Spades.
Yay! Who's this?
This is Nina from Colton.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That was for Joe in Anaheim.
I loved that band. That band was so good. It sort of vanished. Smithereens.
Agreed.
Nice request. Good one. Nice way to wrap it up.
Agreed.
Wrap it up.
Right.
I need to go home and pet the kitty. Are you ready for a weekend?
I am ready for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Woo! It was on this day in rock in 1982 when Pink Floyd's The Wall, the movie, was released. I got to see it on opening day on a 70mm screen. Were you there? It was on this day in rock in 1997 when Fleetwood Mac began their first tour in 20 years at a theater in Hartford, Connecticut. It was on this day in tacos in 1967 when Keith Moon inadvertently added extra explosives to his drum set to explode at the end of My Generation during an appearance on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, but the stage crew had already done the same thing, and the resulting explosion cut Moon's leg, singed Pete Townshend's hair, and terrified poor Bette Davis.